Thursday, the 13th of October, Kof Zayin Tishrei, Rabbi Avraham Ehrentroy, by Yechulu.
I want to discuss today what we say is interesting. There are many times that we say things more than once. By Ne'ilu we said Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. Lam Naseich before Tekir Shofar we also said 7 times. But you say this 7 times all together. Vayichulu Friday night is very interesting. You say it every Friday night 3 times. Veshmon Esra, Imen Sheva, and then again by Kiddush. How is it you say the same tefillah at 3 different times? If we meant to say it 3 times, let's say it in one go 3 times. I want to start discussing the Vayichulu that we say by Kiddush. I want to start, how do you start? The first few times when we say Vayichulu in Shmoneh Esrei and Imen Sheva, we start with Vayichulu. By Kiddush, we all start a bit earlier. Now exactly where we start, there's two versions where you actually start when you say Kiddush. Most people start Vayere Vayivoyche Yoy Mashishi. That's where most people start. Some people start Vayah Lekim Eskola Shosu Minatoy Moid. And I'll explain. Starting in the middle of a posuk, we know that you're not allowed to mention and say half sukkim. Half a posuk called posuk de l'psukim Moshe loy paskino. A posuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say should not be said. So, if so, you have to start the beginning of the posuk. And that is, there are some individuals who start Vayalikim as Kol HaShosim in a Toiv Moed. But most people start Vayarev HaYivoyke Yom HaShishi. Can we remember this last Sunday when the Chosim Bereishis leaned Bereishis till Vayichulu? Then in most places, when you finish the first day, everyone says together Vayarev HaYivoyke Yom Echot. And then by the second day, interesting is, the Lekut Marich brings this minik and he says, I don't know the Makoy of this minik. I don't know, I never saw it by, I've never seen it being brought down in the Friedrich Apostle. It's brought down in Neue Kassoin Yosef, that is, there is the German Minhagim over there. There it is mentioned, which was already printed before the Likut Marich. So why, what's wrong with this Minik? So the Likut Marich is Moira. You're saying half a Pasuk. Called Pasuk de l'Psuk HaMoshe l'Paskinom. Is how do we stop Psuk in Vayer v'Yivoy Kiyo Mechot? I have here a colleague who's looking up the Psuk. He's correct. Not all the Vayer v'Yivoy Kiyo are half Psuk. Some of them are half Psuk and some of them are all Pasuk. I think on Monday and Tuesday, or on Monday, on Tuesday, it's a full Pasuk. Yeah, Tuesday is a full Pasuk. But on Sunday and Monday, Wednesday and Thursday is half a Pasuk. What?
You listen from the
Valkyrie,
then you
can listen with him. Oh, Simchas Torah is a lot easier. You listen from the Valkyrie, and the Valkyrie is saying, that's what the stipler says. The Valkyrie is saying a whole Pasuk, and I only say part of it. That's okay. But Kiddush, when you start the Erev, you go, you can so then it's a problem. So the Chassam Sofer says, this problem is not such a problem, because he says that if you say something which these words alone have a meaning, then you're allowed to say half a Pasuk as well. Shabbos morning by Kiddush, we all say half a Pasuk. Al-Kain, a lot of people start Al-Kain. Al-Kain is also half a Pasuk. Al-Kain is already a bit more difficult because it the meaning goes at the beginning of the Pasuk. Has a meaning fazich. You don't need to say the beginning of the Pasuk for it. So the Chassam Sofer says that you can say half a Pasuk. So this is the two minhagim that we have Friday night. There are those who start the Erev HaYivoyke Yom HaShishi, and there are those who start the Yalikim Eshkol HaShosu in the Toiv Moed. But I would like to give an understanding why we should start the Yalikim Eshkol HaShosu in the Toiv Moed, besides the posh pshat that we won't say all posh. I would like to ask a question. The Yalikim Eshkol HaShosu in the Toiv Moed. The Rebbeinu Shleilim looked at the creation, he created the world in 6 days, and he saw the Toiv Moed is a fantastic creation. Master Bereishis is a fantastic work. Yeah, we go, those who understand to nature and go into the nature of what the Rebbeinu Shem created, is it in the world, is it in the person? It's a gewaltige Bria in a Toiv Moed. If I'm allowed, I would like to ask a question. We go through the Sheish Yisimei HaMais. Now, the first day the Rebbeinu Shem created Oye. V'yah lekimes Oye ki toiv. V'yavdele lekimes bein Oye bein Achoshech. So Rashi says, the Rebbeinu Shem created Oye, and he saw, ein kedai, it's not kedai for the Rishoyim, shein kedai lishtamash boi Rishoyim, v'evdiloi lesadikim losid lovoi. The Rebbeinu Shem created an Oye, and he saw it wasn't kedai for the Rishoyim to use this Oye. So what did the Rebbeinu Shem do with this Oye? He left it losid lovoi. So he created something Sunday, which it has not been of use. It will be of use, Yemois HaMashiach. But till today, Tovshin Ayin, 5770, that we are, this Oye has not been used. And the Rebbeinu Shem at the beginning of the Bria thought, that's what it sounds like, that he would make use of it. But he saw it's Nish Kedai, Rishoim cannot use such an Oye, so he left it also lovely. So you come to us, the first day of the creation, what the Rebbeinu Shem created was not used. Then you go further, the third day the Rebbeinu Shem said, as Tatshe Oretz, Eitz Pri, Oise Pri. What does it mean, Eitz Pri, Oise Pri? So Rashi says, as Eitz Pri, Oise Pri means that an apple tree, not just the tree will bring apples, now the tree itself, the branches and the wood of the tree will taste like apples. Eitz pri, oise pri. The eitz itself will be the pri, and it will be an oise pri. What did the bria do? It made eitz oise pri, but the tree itself didn't taste like apples. So yeah, it's a difficult thing to understand how bechira. We have bechira. We have yetzara. How did the creation have a bechira? How did they have a yetzara? But that's what it says. That the third day of the creation, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted apple trees and orange trees, and all the trees themselves should taste like apples, and it wasn't. So, what the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted is a Shmoron Oiskefir. That's the third day. The fourth day, well, we know about the fourth day. The Rebbeinu Shalom made Shneim Oiris HaGdoilim, and the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted the sun and the moon should be equal. And the moon came along. We can't be the same. What he thought was that he'll become bigger than the sun. So the Rebbeinu Shem made him small, and lehofis datoi, he gave him some stars. So the fourth day, the Rebbeinu Shem wanted two equal, a sun and a moon, and it wasn't like that. Thursday, the Rebbeinu Shem created taninim agdoilim, big taninim. A zochran and a kever. And the Rebbeinu Shem saw, if I leave this creation like it is, they'll take over the world. So what did he do? He killed the nekever, and he kept it, molchol esadikim losid lovi. So we go through the sheishis, and then that Thursday. Come to Friday. Well, Friday is the chetrei tzedas. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world, the Adam Arishon, and all of us today should be in Gan Eden. But Adam Rishon did the Aveira of Chet Eitz Hadas, so the Rebbeinu Shem sent him out of a Gan Eden. So we go through the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa. How many of these days did the creation stay like the Rebbeinu Shem wanted? Well, Sunday not, Tuesday not, Wednesday not, Thursday not, and Friday not. So how do you finish of the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa? We are the king of the scholars also. It's fantastic. Every day there's a Dachval. What's the meaning of this pasuk? I don't know if I'm allowed to ask such a question, but I was learning Chumash, and I was thinking, I mean, it's klapnished. So I thought, it's interesting to note, as if I have time, I'll bring the Makoye, which state in Chazal about it.
Well?
But I would like to say, Richtig, you go Sunday, wasn't like the Rebbeinu Shem wanted, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, but on Friday, the Rebbeinu Shlom created Adam Arishon. A human being, a Yid, has a capability of taking a Bria that's been broken and spoilt, and make it correct. A person person has a capability, we're now finishing Chodesh Tishrei, of tshuva. Tshuva is something which the mind doesn't understand. If somebody's killed somebody, how can you do tshuva on it? Tshuva helps on all averas. The chol tshuva timsa slicha. The person has a capability. Whatever has been broken and spoiled, is it taninim? Is it the shemesh and yireach? Is it eitz pri ois pri? The tree can't correct itself, but we can correct. After the bria of Adam, vayalekim es kolash osa. This is toiv moi, fantastic. Because we have the capabilities of making this bria toiv moi. That's how I want you to understand this pasuk. Therefore, when is the time, Yom Kippur, a person is meant to do tshuva? When is another time during the year that a person is meant to do tshuva? It states, b'sha'as kiddush, before you say vayichulu, a person should be mahara b'tshuva. The reason being, the poshta reason being, because vayichulu you're saying eidus. Saying it, usually when you come to a chasna, I'd like to ask, what's the biggest kibbut you can give by a chasna? Oh, somebody would say, no, bracha chritah, it's a nice kibbut. There's other kibbutim. What's the most choshva kibbut? To tell you the truth, the most choshva kibbut you can get by a chuppah is not siddur kedushin and not bracha chritah. The most choshva kibbut is to be an eid kedushin. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Chassadik Levarocha, once came to a chuppah and he saw that the Masada Kedushin, that one, he was meant to be Masada Kedushin, and one of the Eidim by the chuppah, he was not sure if he was Elchid. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told him, you know what, let's make a change. For you, Pastor, you should be Masada Kedushin. I'll be an Eid. And that's what he did. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the big poisik, the big godu, he was Eid Kedushin. And Siddur Kedushin he gave to this person who he wasn't sure was an Elchid to say two brachas of Siddur Kedushin that anybody can do. You've got to know the halachas of it, but that Rosh Lemzal was okay. But to be an Eid Kedushin, an Eid is only an Eid if you keep Torah mitzvahs. That means you're an Elchid, you never do any averas. The biggest kibbut you can get by a chuppah is being an Eid. Must be that an Elchid. So when you want to say Eidus Friday night and we say Vayichulu, so therefore you've got to be Mahara B'tshuva. You've got to tuck a thing, and if through the week a person did Epison and Aveira, so you can do Tshuva. Well, we want to bring out the Koyach of Tshuva, so therefore we start with the beginning of this Pasuk. Vayalekim es kol asher osah in a toiv moed. So everyone, when they'll say this Pasuk, will have my kasha. Sunday didn't clap, and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So what's the teretz? Teretz is tshuva. So this will be ma'ira every one of us, every week, when we're going to say vayichulu, that we've got to be ma'ara b'tshuva before we say vayichulu. That's what I thought. That's another explanation why we should start from the beginning of the pasuk. But most people start vayyere vayyivoyke yoyim ha'shishi. When you come to vayyere vayyivoyke yoyim ha'shishi, there's a very difficult thing to understand here. Really, vayichulu starts vayichulu. Why do we start vayyere vayyivoyke yoyim ha'shishi? Is normally you would think Friday night, since something in the world, you call Shabbos morning, and Friday night, you call Friday night. I mean, why do you call it Friday night? You should call it Shabbos night. Friday night. By us eating, days start by the night before. Last night was Sunday, was Wednesday night. It wasn't Wednesday night, really, it was Thursday. Tonight is Friday night. It's interesting that Friday night meal, and when you talk about Friday night davening, you always call it Friday night. You should call it Shabbos night. Matzah Shabbos is Matzah Shabbos after. But because we call it Friday night, so we come to Kiddush, and we say, Vayere Vayevoyke Yom HaShishi. Really, Yom HaShishi is over. It's over. We're now already Yom HaShmi. When we make Kiddush Friday night, I'm not talking in the European summers, but I'm talking about in the winter, and in Israel and America, when they make Kiddush always by night, it's really Yom HaShmi. So we start Vayere Vayevoyke Yom HaShishi. Now this Yom HaShishi is difficult to understand. Why does it say Yom HaShishi? It should say Vayere Vayevoyke Yom Shishi, the sixth day. Yom HaShishi, what's extra A? So Rashi says, this extra either means Chamusha Chumsha Torah, that the Torah was only created Bereshis V'schus HaTorah. It's one explanation. And another explanation Rashi says, because the Bria was waiting for the date of Shishi the 7th. The sixth day of Sivan, when Klal Yisrael are going to be Mekabel the Torah. If the Yidden be mekabel the Torah, the world will exist. And if not, the world will go back to soil of a void. There will be no existence in the whole world. And the Chaim Veloshner says, since Matan Torah, till the day today, the world only has a kiyum because there's always a Yid somewhere, some place, that's learning and keeping the world alive, keeping the world having a kiyum. Who knows? Maybe this Shia today is keeping the world alive. Who knows? These fantastic organizers you have here, organizing this Torah away, I can tell you, I'm not from Golders Green. The time and the mood they put into it, fantastic people. Who knows? Maybe there was one time when there was a Shia start of the day, the Torah away, when nobody else was learning, just the people here sitting by this Shia. Can we ever know this? It's difficult to understand. I don't understand. When was the Torah given? On the 6th of 7 or on the 7th of 7? When was the Torah given? So the Morgan Avron says, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. The Morgan Avron says, where it's Negel Alocha. We pass in like Rabbi Yossi as B'Shabbos Nitne Torah. And we pass in like Rabbi Yossi that B'Shiva B'Siva Nitne Torah. The Torah was given the 7th of 7. So the Torah was given Shabbos, the 7th of 7. So it goes, oh, Friday night, the world should have gone back to the Torah. This is a kasha that Tosfos is asking away this all. Gevaldi a kasha. So I'll tell you a fantastic teretz on this kasha. Every one of us, 4 weeks ago, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, we davened Musaf. I must tell you, for years, whenever I davened Musaf, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it disturbed me. I know that we can't say lies. A person, what he says, has got to be honest. We say the second day Rosh Hashanah in Musaf, Zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecho. Zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecho. The world was created Aleph Tishrei, not Beis Tishrei. And we can keep 2 days Yom Tov. You cannot do melocha. You can hear shofar again. Don't disturb me. But how can you say lies? We stand most of Rosh Hashanah and we daven and we say Zeh hayoyim tchilas ma'asecho. It's not true. The world was created Aleph Tishrei. What? Yom Richter is very good, but you don't change the date. Yeah, when did you fast Yom Kippur? Tuesday? Yeah, I fasted Monday. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you fasted 2 days. Yeah, in Ramah there is such a minute. Yeah, I fasted only 1 day. I fasted Monday. So how can you say that Yom Tchilas Matzeh on Beis Tishrei? Now I want to tell you, the Chassam Sofer brings down from his Rebbe that flaw, a fantastic thought. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Nochri Sheshavas. A goy who keeps Shabbos, chayv nisa. So interesting is, the Gemara says, Nochri sheshovas, afile v'yoyim sheni, is chayv nisa. A goy who one day for 24 hours does none of the lamates melochas, because he doesn't want to make melochas, even if it's a poshta Monday, is chayv nisa. Now it's interesting, the Gemara chaps on Monday. Why doesn't the Gemara chaps on Sunday, Friday? Why put the Gemara chaps on Monday? So the Chassam Sofer says from his Rebbe Daflo, we have a welt. Now here it's day. There are places in the world now that is night. There are places in the world now that is afternoon already. The world is, there's a big time difference between one place and another. When can the world go back to soil of oil? The Yidden work mekabel the Torah Shishi B'Sivan. When can the world go back to soil of oil? When? Not when in Midbar Sinai Shishi V'Sivan is over. You can only go back to Soiv Avoyu when in the whole world, in Mexico, Australia, the North Pole, wherever, Shishi V'Sivan is over. When in all places in the whole world, wherever a person can exist, and whichever is a part of the world that should go back to Soiv Avoyu, is over Shishi V'Sivan. Then the world would go back to Soiv Avoyu. When was the Torah given? Shabbos morning, Zion 7. When the Torah was given Shabbos morning, Zion 7, was there still a place that it was still Zavot 7? That definitely was. America. So the world, what? America. America, I'm not sure about this comment. Shabbos morning, Yeah, okay. But I'm sure there is a place. I don't want to mention which place, but there is a place. So the world can go back to Sovavoy. Zehayoyim tchilis ma'asecho. On base Tishrei, can we in England say Zehayoyim tchilis ma'asecho? We can say it. Because there's still a place in the world that Zehayoyim, this time, and this day, is tchilis ma'asecho. It's still Aleph Tishrei. Ayel asked me, why was there somebody by the North Pole, the last Zetzachoyis, that there's no Yid living in such a place. Yeah. No Yid has ever said that Yom Tchilis Masecho there. Of the Kasha, I had the difficulties. How can I say that Yom Tchilis Masecho? That's the tense. That's why the Chassam Sofer says, Nochlish a Shabbos afil a Monday. Because a Monday is in no place Shabbos. If you would say Nochlish a Shabbos Sunday, so you could say Nochlish a Shabbos Sunday, it's Chayit Nisa, because somewhere it's Shabbos. But even Monday, we're nowhere it's Shabbos. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Ve'yerev ha'yivoyke yoyim ha'shishi. Yeah. Yoyim ha'shishi, shishi b'sivin. And the world will go back to Sovavoy when the whole world is over the shishi b'sivin. I think it's a fantastic Chassam Sofer. So with this, there is a Munkatcher. The Munkatcher mentions, when somebody has Yortzeit, yeah, my father's Yortzeit, Chorin Nevroch is Vovel. So Munkatcher says, sometimes my father's Yortzeit can fall Shabbos. So you're allowed to go to the Beis Oil on Friday or Sunday. Of course, if you can't go, you can't go Shabbos. You have to go either Friday or you go Sunday. So you can sometimes say, what's the difference? I go Friday or Sunday, I go today. What's the difference? If it's not anyway the day of the Yortzeit, my father's Yortzeit is Vovel. If it's anyway not the day of the Yortzeit, so I might as well go Chof Shvat. What's the difference? So the Munkatcher says, a Yortzeit can be a day before and a day after. Now, I always heard about this Munkatcher. I didn't understand what I mean, a day before, a day after. You know, it's like you make up with somebody. Come half past eight to a shiur, he'll come 10, he'll come 11. It's all the same. What do you mean it's all the same? Time is time, a day is a day. How can a Yortzeit be a day before and a day after? But with this Chassam Sofer I understood. Vov Elul is, the Neshama was Nifter Vov Elul. The day Vov Elul is, there's always a place in the world that a day before and a day after is Vov Elul. Vov Elul combines 3 days. The Neshama is now in Gan Eden. He's not in England anymore. He's in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, so you look at the whole world when you put it together. When you put the whole world together, so it's Hey, Vav and Zion, all together. That's why at your site, you can always go to the Kaver a day before and a day after. With this Haflo, with this Chassam Sofer, I understood this Munkatcher. Now I want to say over here, talking about Vayechulu, I want to mention a very interesting halacha that is in Vayechulu. Vayechulu, I'd like to ask you a question. What happens if last week, Friday night, I must tell you, somebody came to ask me such a type of shayla, Shabbos morning. Friday night, somebody made Kiddush. Now this week, normal Shabbos, you make Kiddush Friday night, so most people say Vayechulu and Kiddush. This week, Friday night, the Nuscha Kiddush was Yontif, it was a Yontif day Kiddush. What if somebody forgot this week, Friday night, say Vayechulu? It can happen, because you say the Yontif day Nuscha. So it can happen, you forget to say Vayechulu. Once a Friday night you forget to say Vayechulu. What happens? And now I'm in the middle of the Suda. I've eaten my fish. What do I do? And I remembered, oi, I forgot to say Vayechulu. I said the Yom Tov Dikei Kiddush, I said the Shabbos Dikei Kiddush. Vayechulu I forgot. What?
Say it now,
and how do you say it? How do you do?
Stop the meal.
And stand up, and you say it. Yeah? Where? Yeah, but you say by Kiddush as well. Yeah? I didn't say by Marav actually. This week, Friday night, by Man Sheva I said it. My wife didn't say it. Yeah, okay? So, I've got to say by Yechulu. How do I say it? So you'd say I should stand up, and I should say by Yechulu. I'll tell you a very interesting Zach. Shteita Mata Moshe, and the Mishavur brings it down, and the Behati brings it down, and the Mogen of Rome. If you forget to say by Yechulu by Kiddush, and you remember in the middle of the Suda, then you have to take a cup of wine, fill it up with wine, and say by Yechulu on a kois. I want to ask you, do you understand this halacha? I always thought that I need a kois of wine to make Kiddush. Kiddush, you need a kois of wine. By Yechulu needs a kois of wine. Why do we say by Yechulu on a kois? Because I've got to be going to see my wife and my children with a by Yechulu. No, so you do it by Kiddush. So you're taking the kois for Kiddush, you're taking the by Yechulu. In Matamoshe it says that there was a certain individual called Rav Kleinemus, and he forgot to say Vayichulu by Kiddush. So in the middle of the Suda, he took a kois and he made Kiddush ala kois. How do you understand this halacha? What's pshat? So I'll tell you a very nice explanation. So I won't stall.
They made Kiddush in Mariv,
in Shul, they start straight and just by Perigofen. Why? Because they said Vayichulu in Baman Sheva. Yeah. So what happened to the kois there? There they don't take the kois. It's a very good aura, this. This is a good aura. But the kois, the Kiddush is saying Shul, basically, all these people have all said Vayichulu. They've all said Vayichulu. Yeah, but the kois they're missing. They're missing the kois. It's a good aura, this. It's a good aura, this. So I once thought, what's shut in this halacha? That you got to take a kois. Tell you something very interesting. Standing now at the end of Chodesh Tishrei, you know, we had a Rosh Hashanah, we had a Yom Kippur, and we had a Shana Rav. Now, sorry. Rosh Hashanah by Tkiyas states a person is allowed to think of his Averis. He's not allowed to mention it. Rosh Hashanah, you don't mention Averis. Yom Kippur, I think over 500 times you clap Al Chet with Hashem. Yeah, your hand's quite tired after Yom Kippur. Over 500 times we clap. Yeah, Vidoy. Come Hashana Rav. And Bashas, we say the Hashanah, so we say again, Tzlach Mechal Avoyno. What are these three times that we come and we say, we do tshuva, you say vidoy, shteta medrash shem derekech, that why do we say every Friday night three times vayichulu? Because it says in vayichulu is three times the word asher. In Pora Aduma is the word asher. This Mishmur brings this down. And so therefore, like Pora Aduma is mechapa, when you say vayichulu, you have a kapora. And we say it three times, because it says three times Asher in Por Aduma. That's why we say it three times. So the Mishbura in Medrash, the Medrash Shema Rekeach, that B'Shas and a person says Vayichulu Friday night, not like we started, you got to do tshuva. But you have a kapora as well. And because you have a kapora, so you say it three times. So why do you need it three times? So I thought once like this. In Averis, it's divided in three. There's Machshava, Dibbe, and Maise. Therefore, like this. Rosh Hashanah, you misrada with Machshava, not with words. That's a tikkun or Machshava. Yom Kippur, you say vidoy with your mouth. That's Dibbe. Shana Rav, you hold the Shanas in your hand, and you clap a Shanas. That's Maise. So I thought Vayichul is the same. The first Vayichul is in Shemone Esre. Everyone downs quietly. That's Machshava. Till a person hears what he says, is in Aloch has got dinner of Machshava. We say the words, that's not called saying. That's Machshava. Chazoros Hashatz Mamen Sheva, there's a dib, everyone says it loud. The third one you say at home, by Kiddush, you take a kois, you need a maisa. So you need a kois, yeah. Vayichulu needs a kois. And because Vayichulu needs a kois, so the Mishbura brings down, if you forgot to say Vayichulu by Kiddush, then you've got to, in the middle of Sud, to say Vayichulu, but you've got to say it ala kois. This is an halacha which is not known, but the Mishabur brings it down in Shteitim Morgan Avraham and Shteitim Be'etiv. So therefore, that's the Vayichulu, that's the Vayichulu. Why we say three times Vayichulu Friday night is the first Vayichulu we say in Shemone Esre. The second Vayichulu that we say, there's two reasons why we say the second Vayichulu. One reason is, because when Yom Tov falls Shabbos this week Friday night, there was no Vayichulu. So we need the second Vayichulu. Aye, somebody will ask, I've got the third Vayichulu, I say Vakidish. And what will be Yom Kippur? This coming year, if it won't be Mekadosh, I'll be Riyah. I'll tell you something interesting. The next 10 years, 5 years Yom Kippur Shabbos, and 5 years Pesach Shabbos. So the next 2 years Yom Kippur Shabbos. Then 1 year Pesach Shabbos, and again 2 years Yom Kippur Shabbos. The next 10 years you're going to have 5 Yom Kippur Shabbos and 5 Pesach Shabbos. Either this or this. So Pesach Shabbos, so Yom Kippur Shabbos, there's no Vayichulu in Davening, and there's no Vayichulu on Kiddush. When are you going to say Vayichulu? So you say Vayichulu in Men Shabbos. That's the two Vayichulus. So the first Vayichulu is in Shemone Esre. The second one is Yom Teshchol B'Shabbos. You need a Vayichulu. Say, what's a normal Friday night? Kadeva shouldn't make a difference between a normal Friday night and a Yom Tov Friday night, so we say always Vayichulu. That's one reason. Another reason is, these two reasons are brought down in Torah. Another reason is, because Vayichul is Aedis. So Aedis, you need two people. You need two people, you need to say it standing, you need to say it loud. Somebody comes into bed and he mumbles a few words, and you don't hear what he's saying, that's Nishkan Aedis. So you've got to hear what he's saying. So therefore, you need Aedis to be said loud, so that's why you say it in Menshara. Why do you say it on Kiddush again? So the Kiddush, why you say it is, because you've got to be waiting to your wife and your children. They weren't in shul, they didn't say it. So therefore, so there's really two reasons why you say the second Vayichulu. The third Vayichulu is to be moit. Now, do you need to stand by the third Vayichulu on the Nisht? I think most people here, I suppose, stand by Vayichulu Friday night. Kiddush, there's a ready minhagim. Some stand and some sit. I individually, I sit by Kiddush, some stand. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you stand. And Ramo says that the Vayichulu you say at home, you're allowed to sit. You're allowed to sit. No regulation, he even says. The Ramo says that you're allowed to sit. Is because the Ramon I'm done that the Vayichulu you say by Kiddush at home is to be moitzi your wife and your children. Oh, but it's not because of Eidus. It's not because of Eidus you're allowed to sit as well. So the main reason is that every Yid has to say once Vayichulu Friday night. I've just explained that the three times they work out very nicely. Machshava and Dibra and Maisa. Okay, have a fantastic day today. And even sleep. Okay.